So now, friends, we come to a stage of what is distribution mission. So distribution mission, as the name suggests, is like something that you visualize yourself for, yani you commit yourself for. So this is a chart in front of you. This chart represents various slots. I am trying to give you an understanding of what this could be, yani. So you here start with this first, yani. So to create a distribution mission, you need to first know where are you. You need to know what you are today, yani. What are your current limitations, time frames, etc. From there you can create your distribution mission. If suppose your today response rate of online ordered quantity versus delivery is say 48 hours, you can create a mission that next mission is I want to achieve the 36 hours delivery timeline. So only when you know where you are able to when you decide, hey, I want to be now 36 instead of 48 hours of my cycle, you have created what you call a distribution mission. But it doesn't happen that way. That's what I was telling you. You need to know where are we. So therefore, you need to know various other past data and analysis and inferences. You need to know where do you stand. Now that where do you stand will give you an idea that to achieve, that mission, what I need to do, how do we get there. So that's where you will have to develop strategies. You have to develop various tactics, yani, that will help you to reduce the distribution time from 48 hours to 36 hours to your consumers, yani. So that's what the distribution strategy comes into picture, which also we will probably study. Now, how do we get there, yani? So this is just the strategic part, yani. It is on paper, but one need to then put into practice, yani. So that put into practice is how do we get there, yani? So that's where you have to work out various aspects, yani. So that's where the distribution design, design and various controls comes into picture. So friends, what we have understood about is the development of a distribution mission and related other activities surrounding development of the distribution mission. Distribution mission for various industries could be in various forms. Generally, they are aligned with final phase, which is a customer service. Based on what the industry stands for, the distribution mission gets decided. Yani. So they are generally aligned to conveying the service level that you want to achieve. Yani. So as I said, online guy would like to achieve instead of 48 hours of delivery, say like 36 hours of delivery. Around which marketing can come out with the smart scheme. So like Amazon has a leg of certain days. Yani. Now they made a conscious effort to reduce that leg. But at the same time, smart marketing people came out with the concept called the membership to Prime, yani. So you become a Amazon Prime member. So there's a fixed sum, minimal fixed sum to be paid. Advantage is you will not be charged for the distribution costs. You will not be charged for the courier costs, etc. Your delivery will be expedited, etc. So like instead of 4 days, you will get in 2 days, etc. So that's the smartness of the organization. So, but however, you need to really know how do we get that, yani. For which you need to, where we are, you need a various auditing and also information audits are required. Strategy and development for the how do we get there, various strategies are needed. Design and various controls that you put in. So you come to know that you have arrived, yani. So when you monitor, when there is a performance monitoring, you will come to know that you have arrived, yani. So strategic initiatives are four level. You have a product, you have a channel, you have a outlets level, and you have a customer service level. I'm going to touch base on them very briefly. What is the product level initiatives that you need, strategic in nature? It is like what kind of a product or a service that you have, whether it is a consumer product, whether it is an industrial product, or whether it is a B2B product, etc. All that determines the nature of product, whether it is a perishable goods, whether it is semi-perishable, whether it is long-lasting goods and with a higher shelf life, etc. That also will decide the PLC, product life cycle stage of the goods, and will decide your initiative, strategic, this thing about the distribution management. So whether you are at the growth stage or you are at a fall stage, etc. So that all things will determine your distribution strategy and then the distribution mission thereof. The channel that you use, yani, for ensuring your distribution, whether it is direct, indirect, or both, yani. Direct is like you have your own channel and you are able to service them well, you are able to control them well, command them well. You have an indirect channel wherein franchisees or you have created agents, etc., who service your supplies to the consumers, etc. Or you have both, yani. So you have a mix of both. So that determines what kind of a distribution, a mission that you can have, yani. The outlets, again, the scale of outlets that you have in your channel, whether large, medium, small, etc., has its own challenges. Whether it's an exclusive shop, again, it has a challenge where people expect that exclusive shop should have everything. Yani, are, I have come to the Raymond's exclusive shop and you don't have this variety. It's like a biggest shock that a consumer gets. Yani. Also, it should have something which is not generally available in the channel. That the expectation is that what I buy from your exclusive shop should be an exclusive item. Yani, so that mass others don't, you know, have the access to that, etc. So there are various frame of mind with people attached to. Franchisee, again, is on a profit model. It's on vast spread model wherein you create various franchise who try and provide the required goods in the same quality and standards that you have visualized to your final consumers. So again, it's his own channel challenge. And super stores, multi stores, etc., they all determine what should be your strategy or the distribution mission, because all these things will determine your service to the consumers. Now, you cannot have a different distribution mission for the different types of outlet, etc. So somewhere while declaring your overall mission, organization has to balance between all of this. Yani, customer service level. So at the end, like, what is that you want to achieve at your customer level, whether it's a speed, whether it is the efficiency, whether it is a time, etc. So whether, you know, the damaging part should be minimal, etc. So error, damage free delivery. So what is that you want to achieve at your customer service level will determine your distribution mission. So having understood what is distribution mission, we move to what is distribution strategy. So the objective of distribution strategy, any distribution strategy for that matter, is the cost effectiveness. Now you achieve cost effectiveness in two ways, wherein you do various things possible at least cost and yet achieve the desired customer delivery in terms of satisfaction, etc. Or within the given budget, constraints of the budget will determine what can you do to maximize the service support. So that's the way the distribution strategy operates. You can either choose the first or the second one. At times, depending on the product classifications, you can have both, either of it, and not both, but either of it for the respective product category. So that's the core objective with which the distribution strategy related matters are sorted by the organizations. You have in front of you is one chart which gives you the idea as to what could be the distribution strategy related aspects. Yani. So these are the four strategy that the distribution guy has to achieve. Yani. Distribution manager has to achieve inventory strategy, warehousing strategy, transport strategy, and of course he has to do customer communication strategy, which is of course customer communication. When I say, I'm not referring to the what you say, the advertisements and PR, etc. It is the order related, information. Today you have so much of a tracking possible that you will know hub to hub whether your goods have moved or not. So that's what the customer communication strategy, or you call up their call center and they immediately tell you, yes, sir, your goods have reached our local hub and today it will come to your house, etc. So that's the communication strategy. Now you have a corporate objectives, which is the organization objective, followed by marketing objective. And we have seen in our distribution mission, which will derive the customer service strategy. And so customer service levels will be decided and you develop that into your overall mission. And when that happens, so answers are like what business I am into it. So product and marketing related decisions are taken by the marketing. What you have in your hand is the cost effectiveness, and that's what you achieve by following a very good strategies in terms of inventory, warehousing, in terms of transportation and communication. I think during the entire subject, when we go forward, I think you will understand more better about each one of them, because there are separate chapters though. But let's quickly touch base on them. Inventory management. So inventory strategy, when you say it, has to do with that entire management of the inventory. How do you go about? What does it require you to do? And as a distribution manager, your storages should be strategically located so that the unwarranted transportation cost is minimized. Your norm of stocking, and so how much the goods should remain there, at what level when your goods reach, the order, reorder has to happen, etc. To avoid any problem on transportation, etc., what is the bare minimum additional stock that you should keep, which is considered as a safety stock, etc. So those are the decisions that the distribution manager needs to take. There's a strategic decision that is a requirement. Replenishment policies, how will you go about replenishing your goods into various distribution centers and retailers, etc. Differential deployment, such as ABC analysis. So like you create for your industry, for your product, etc., there are various theories available based on which you decide what is good for you. First is the ABC analysis, wherein generally, as they say, this is a very Pareto analysis, as they say, is like 10% of your goods will be giving you 70% of the revenue. So how do you handle them? That has to be a sound strategy. 20% of the goods may give you 20% of your revenue, and 70% of your goods may give you just 10% of your revenue. So how do you manage? Therefore, each one needs a different approach. You create a different type of analysis, that is VED analysis, as they say, which is vital, essential and desirable. Now, each one product has a specific connect with the market. So therefore, you need to be conscious about that aspects, and then you create your inventory policy accordingly. Stock turnaround targets, etc. So you achieve, finally, you fix up your, what should be your stock turnaround. When you say, it means like how many times my stock will rotate. So any stock which gets stuck, it impacts your rotation. Rotation is a revenue that you generate out of the stock. So that's what is the critical final aspect that the distribution manager has to look around. It accounting wise, it gets translated into inventory carrying cost. So what is the cost, inventory carrying cost that I have, and what I will achieve or minimize it, and how I minimize it. And so that's to do with the inventory. Warehousing strategy is like all about storage. Now storage, again, you need to decide the number of warehouse. Even in the supply chain, as I told you, the raw materials, even before the goods come to factory, there are warehouses many companies need to put. So automotive manufacturers. So like automotive manufacturers have warehouses wherein people from the surrounding areas, there are in India, there are areas which has become a hub of producing automobile components, or even in the world market. Now automobile manufacturers go across the world to buy the goods. So then they create what you call an intermediary warehouse, where different raw material guy needs to send their material. This is done to achieve that economies of scale, that the manufacturer is able to move full container load or full truck load of goods to its factory, therefore reduce the inventory or the transportation cost per unit, etc. So various aspects are linked to. So number, the location, etc., the depots that you will have. So after the finished goods are produced and stored in your factory warehouse, now how many depots you will have, whether you will have a depot at a zonal level, regional level, etc., or area office level, etc., all those needs to be decided. Whether you will have an ownership or the leased warehouses. So whether you will construct and own the warehouse, or you have a standard warehouse which you will lease and you will operate it on. Own versus carrying and forwarding agent. So own is like whether you will have the primary ownership, or you will outsource this to the carrying and forwarding agent. They act on your behalf, but entire warehousing operation is managed by them. You do not come into play. You only create benchmarks or a performance criteria for them, and then they achieve whatever is desired by you. Complete outsourcing, in the sense, you outsource, you totally give that responsibility to the third party. So that's what outsourcing is. Essential other aspects are the layouts and the designs of the warehouse. So it has to do with the movement of goods and movement of people. Collectively, you create the effectiveness and efficiency. So how you maximize efficiency by arranging goods in a way that it minimizes the machine or the people movement, and yet you are able to fulfill your goods delivery in time and in very effective manner. Handling methods, so goods are stored in pallets and racks, etc. How do you handle them? So today you have one hand the Amazon warehouses, where even robotic trolleys just move the pickup goods and bring it to the fulfilling centers, etc. No forklifts, no manual interventions are there. And you have the other end is a manual forklift guy who's been ordered, okay, does this pallet on this rake in this bin you have as a desired goods, kindly bring, and he goes and brings it. So that the entire this material handling, not only that, loading into the truck, unloading, etc., how all this thing is being handled. And then stock rotation, return policies, etc. Stock rotations to do with fast moving goods, or first in, first out, etc., those kind of policies, stock return policy. There are many goods in online, especially the goods are returned by the consumers. So how do you handle that part? So that goods which has come back is not spoiled or a damage or anything like that. It's just that it is not suitable for that consumer. But it is suitable for somebody else. So how do you pull back this into your inventory, and then how do you rotate them out first? So all this thing has to come under your warehousing management strategy. Then comes the transportation, critically, whether I will have my own vehicles or I will have the hired vehicles, whether I will have my own entire setup of transportation, like VRL Logistics after started using outsourced transportation. Today they have their own fleet of trucks, and they have their own service centers, they have their own part centers, etc. So that's what entire aspect is like, whether it will be me or I will outsource this customer pickups. And so it's like, are you going to deliver it to the customer end, or you will have a point from where the customer has to pick up your goods, etc. So it depends on what kind of product that you are in. And the ketchup, you cannot expect it to go to the other guy cannot expect to go to Shivri and pick up the ketchup bottle. He wants even from the Panwala or the nearest general store. But there are certain business items, or there are certain industrial items where customers are willing that, you know, order goods if delivered nearest to this place, he will go and collect the goods, etc. So these are all aspects that needs to be really looked at, routing, drop size, etc. So how are you going to move your vehicle if it is your own vehicle, etc. The drop size means minimum what quantity needs per locations, etc. So those are the various aspects that you will decide. That will impact your transportation cost, because it will impact your strategy development aspects also. Vehicle types, mode of transport, etc. There is one more concept which should come in out here, is the distribution approach. So there is a hub and spoke model. We will study this as we move forward. So transportation gets greatly influenced by what hub and spoke model of distribution that you are going to utilize for yourself. So that's one important aspect of transportation strategy. Then comes consumer servicing strategy. So it has to do with order when it is first placed. So entire processing of order. Order processing has multiple parts. The payment part, whether it is cash on delivery, prepaid, if prepaid, what discount, match it with the code. If there is a promotion code given, so match it with the promotion code and then pass on that benefit to the customer. It could be cash back, or it could be the reduction in the cost, etc., whatever. So entire the order processing part, then comes the order fill system. Order fill system we'll study further, but it's like I have ordered, say, a few planters, few seeds, few, you know, type of sends, etc. It needs to be pulled up from various parts of the main warehouse, and my order needs to be completed, packed and dispatched to me. So there's a filling strategy, differential customer responses. You have different customer requirements. Your product could be same, but customer wants it, you know, in a different manner. His needs are different, in terms of having that goods at his end. So that's what various strategy that you have to have in mind. How will you create uniform yet differential looking approach, so that customer feels that he is being serviced very well. Damage claim settlement, etc. So if the goods get damaged, or there is a claim against goods are returned, etc. So those parts come into picture. Credit ratings of the customers, etc. However, he should not feel that, you know, he's been questioned about his integrity to make payment. So those are the aspects that this distribution strategy guy has to take into account. How the stock return policy will happen, and then entire this order cycle time to the fulfillment time to the back order policies, like, you know, certain back order is required to be attended by you, so that overall the fill strategy is appropriate, and then the customer is getting the desired goods in the desired time without being damaged, etc. So right goods ordered at right time. So that's what is the entire customer servicing strategy aspects that we have to keep in mind. So friends, essentially we have covered this four strategy, which is part of overall a distribution strategy. So these are the critical aspects, and all these aspects we are going to cover separately in each of the subsequent chapters. So I come at a very important concept called distribution planning cycle. So how this entire separate things that we have studied earlier gets unified. So you start with the distribution plan. Your strategic plan has to have the product and market plans and the channel plans in place. So you have various plans in place, which is what is the market demand that you are going to fulfill with expected customer service level that you want to achieve, etc. So what is your strategy, push strategy, pull strategy, whatever, all those aspects gets finalized at the phase one, which brings you to the entire distribution management. Having done this, you have to get into what you call the distribution management. Distribution management has to have into account what we have studied, different types of four strategies that we have earlier seen it. So those aspects are governed out here, right from warehousing, inventory, transportation, etc., and customer service level. This part then comes to a stage where you measure your performance. You have planned something, you want to achieve something, you have strategized how you will achieve this, and then you measure the performance. So what have you achieved? Whether this is in line with the planned actuals, etc. Why this deviation is, if there is a negative deviation, and what can you do about it? So that's a correction that you get into. So that's the distribution planning cycle, essentially starts with development of a various plans or pulling required information from different plans, convert into the entire distribution mission strategy, etc. And four distribution strategies are developed and governed based on the plan. You put them into action and you achieve a result. Results are compared and deviations are noticed and corrections take place. And so that's the distribution planning cycle. So I wish to cover one critical aspects. Like, we have theory that we have understood on one hand. We need to really understand what is happening in today's world. I chose to give you an idea about this online world. So what's happening in the online world? How this online, we all must be wondering how this online retailers are managing their distribution function. So let's take a graphical view. Here is one online selling and a very simple model that I have tried plotting for you. Consumer is at a stage where from a portal and from the app, he chooses to buy certain goods. So he scanned various options and all. Related to that, there is a payment issue linked. You see many products available to you on cash on delivery, or cash on delivery in particular pin code not available. All those aspects are very much there. Having placed the order, it needs to be delivered to the home or the office of the consumers. While that is happening, you have to manage returns. Consumers return you goods if he doesn't like within the trial period. So what do you do about it? So that customer return has to be managed. All this generates the MIS. So placing an order generates an MIS. MIS on the payment is generated. Return, that is goods delivery, and the return related MIS is generated. And return settlement MIS is generated. All this is a part of MIS. So this is an online overall module, as you are aware, in a very simplified manner. So how the logistics or the distribution function comes into play. So areas under logistics management in an online world is, of course, the order. I think already covered, so I'll probably be a little faster on this. You receive the order, you get the details, getting the physical goods. You require goods for packing, pasting labels, converting into the parcel for dispatch, and confirming the pickup. So here, when parcel is ready, you confirm the pickup to the your next level. So which is the delivery level guy? Delivery level will guy collect the parcel, put it into the transportation, reaches to the nearest hub, etc. Then the hub guy schedules the delivery. This area, this gentleman, this order will get delivered when, etc. And then he finally arranges the delivery and obtains the confirmation. Recently now, these steps, you would have noticed, has been eliminated. Earlier, the logistics guy will make you open your door, confirm your receipt, your confirm sign somewhere, etc. Then came the POS machine. In intermediary phase, I have seen the POS machine where they take your digital signatures, etc. Now I have noticed they don't worry. They just deliver the parcel. So that's it. And they just ask you, who is you and who are you? And probably that's he gets entered into his data, and delivery is given as confirmed delivery made. And they don't expect you to sign anywhere, etc. So that's how the evolution takes place. Return, so you have to arrange for its pickup. Then you have to ensure that it reaches to the nearest collection center onwards to the backyard, and it reaches to the original godown from where it got generated. or that goods were supplied, and that's the entire thing in the chain, MIS is appropriately corrected. So you generate a lot of MIS, as I have shown you earlier. MIS generation depends on the hardware automation that you have, etc. Vis-a-vis few other aspects that you manage, which is your backend team manages, and that all collectively makes an MIS for the management. Management role is to minimize overall logistics cost, supply chain effectiveness to be increased, customer delivery, customer service level needs to be appropriately managed, your mission needs to be achieved, for which various transportation modes, investment decisions like make or buy, should I have my godown or should I outsource, should I use lease godown or should I completely outsource my operations. So all those aspects, how much should the investment in IT, in what kind of new technology that you should bring in, that's where the management comes into play. So this is a model in front of you. These are the possible ways of an online selling or an online management that happens, marketing, and where the physical goods movement is covered. There are almost like 6 options. Some of you may not be aware about of all of them. I will try and make an effort to help you understand. The number one is the in-store buying. So in-store buying is consumer goes to a store nearby. I go to Lenskart and buy my spectacle. But I can order DC shipment. So this is generally for a large and bulk order, etc. Where you order the goods and goods are brought to the from the warehouse. Warehouse keeps getting the order confirmation from the online portal. Warehouse then does the required shipping arrangements and sends it to the customers. Third is the drop shipment, which is what you need to understand. Drop shipment is the very prevalent now system across most of the online portals, etc. Here, online order is conveyed directly to the supplier. You have ordered, say, Samsung mobile. It is not that the online portal is actually having those models, etc. Online portal conveys to the supplier, and that supplier arranges the delivery to the consumer. So I ordered on Amazon the Dell laptop. So it is not that Amazon is having that Dell laptop in their warehouse. Amazon supplies this order intimation to the Dell. Dell delivers. So he is a supplier, own major main supplier, who delivers it to me. So that's another way. That is a drop shipment, store shipment. Dell may tell me that your goods have reached. Say nearest is a Bandra Dell shop. From there you kind of collect. So it's like a store shipment. Again, store shipment is the Dell way of handling its this thing from the store to a customer. I may get still the goods sitting in my home. So that's the fourth option. Fifth is click and collect. Click and collect is a DMart has recently come with their success, and most of the consumers most of the time asking them, hey, why don't you open in Dadar, or why don't you open in Prabha Devi, or why don't you open in Kalba Devi, vagera, while DMart main store is still at Kandivali. So DMart has developed a model called click and collect. So you go to the DMart online shop, you order your whatever that you want, your address and all is punched in. Now, my wife has a facility that my wife can walk in few steps. There is a DMart ready. There are small outlets open with the just racks and all, where the orders of that area is received. Consumer comes and picks it up. Here, they can also give an advantage to consumers. They can deliver to consumers' house also. That depends on how the OEM or that online guy wants to operate his distribution system. Click and reserve. Click and reserve is again the consumers have gone online, reserved the goods for him, and then he has a choice. Consumer has a choice to either seek the delivery of goods to his place, or consumers can go and pick it itself. So these are almost like 6 alternative way of online distribution is taking place. I thought this would be a good exposure for you. Naturally, for the return goods, also you will wonder as to how the entire thing gets handled. So that distribution again is a return goods is again a challenge in this thing. CEP to DC, so distribution centers, you have a return centers, you have consumers at this end, these are your earlier old channels, etc. So how do you manage? So that is CEP DC process, that is number one. From consumers, it goes to the distribution center. Second is consumers to the return center. So there are return centers specified. It is not that the consumer has to go and give to the return center, but the guy who comes to collect from you the return goods, knows that he has to not give it here, but he has to go and give it in the return center for that company or for that product, etc., or for that online portal. Third is the store to DC process. And here the consumers has to go to the store, return the goods. Store will move it to the distribution center. Then store to RC process. And so again, here also consumer goes to the store. Store guy returns it to the RC, return centers, etc. And fifth is the store only process. And here consumer goes to the store and his goods gets returned there. So these are various ways based on various product that you are in. Say for example, Lenskart. Earlier Lenskart was only an online platform. Lenskart has now started its own outlets in major metros, etc. So therefore it is possible for Lenskart to operate some of the other alternatives also. Lenskart can have the process 5 where the consumers who are, despite the fact they purchase online, but if he wants to return, then consumer has to go to the nearest Lenskart store and then return the goods there. Yeah. Or consumer can have any, Lenskart can have any other options also. So that's a goods return when it comes to the distribution aspect of an online marketing. What is important for us to know is that online marketeers have made even physical return goods under online marketing. The supplier also is into the system. And as a supplier, however, is not fully made responsible. There are levels that are there. And goods are returned and customer has sought the, refund. So, it is like goods are supposed to be with the online guy platform. Online guy has to settle the refund amount. And that goods being available in your inventory gets sold later. So, here the supplier is not again connected. However, goods have been already purchased from the supplier. Physical goods are sent back only found to have a manufacturing defect. So, in various cases of return, supplier, the original supplier is only moved in and made responsible if there is a manufacturing defect. Consumer returns due to size problem, no manufacturer, no online guy will go to the supplier again. Consumer returns it citing the manufacturing problem. That stitch is, broken or item is some problem, functional problem, etc. So, in that case, the online portal guy will pull in the supplier and supplier will get the material from its end and then their back-end inventory adjustments and all take place if customers order another product. So, here, customers order another product which could be of the equivalent amount or same OEM, same supplier, I suddenly realize XL is not suitable for me, I need XXL. So, I return this goods and I order XXL. The differential, if any, are collected from the consumers. But here again, supplier is not pulled in unless the online platform do not have XXL with them. So, if it is not in stock, the supplier will be pulled in to provide the XXL stock and then the inventory adjustment take place. So, essentially, again, in the return goods, not necessary that every time supplier is pulled in. Only at a relevant stage, the suppliers are pulled in. So, that's a big change that takes place vis-a-vis the earlier conventional days where anything which is written, it used to go all the way up to the supplier. So, that was again a change that was essential for us to study. So, friends, in this chapter, we have really understood basics of what is distribution management. However, this is understood in light of what is logistics and what is supply chain management. We have done this. We have understood the distribution mission part and then we have understood the distribution strategy. And then we have taken one online platform example, how the online manages their supply of goods to the consumers and handle the return goods from the consumers. Thank you.